Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host Zach Kias and the Fifth General. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Good to be here, y'all. Yo, thanks for tuning into the show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Zach Kias, what we getting into first, man?
Well, first I want to give a quick condolences to the R&B sensation from back in 1978, Bobby Caldwell. Do Anything for Love. That was a single that made him a smash hit. I'll do anything. Yeah. Been around the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bobby Caldwell. Rest in peace to him. Rest in power to Bobby Caldwell. Lot of artists over the years sampled the music.
Yeah, most
had influence in the music.
Famously, Tupac sampled "Won't Do for Love." He sampled that. But this song is such a classic. Funny thing is that when he first came out and nobody saw the video, they thought he was black.
Yes, it's facts. Yeah.
Same.
They really did. Yeah.
Same thing with Tina Marie. Man, people thought she was black as well.
Oh yeah, Tina Marie. Woo. Yeah. Square Biz and those joints. Yeah. And for her, I mean, the Fugees sample her with the ooh la la la. That's Fugees. They sampled Tina Marie. Man. Yeah. She.
But he kind of falls in that category. Same thing with like you mentioned off air. You mentioned he kind of falls in that category of John B. I would also say like Jamiroquai, like they all kind of fall in that, singers who are non-black who sound black.
Yeah.
You know,
don't listen to what people say.
Yeah.
So. Rest in peace to Bobby Caldwell, man. Man,
yeah.
It's crazy news.
What
crazy
you
news. Yeah.
Do,
condolences to his family.
Do for love. You tried everything.
Try everything.
You don't give up.
What you do?
Mm-hmm.
Do for love.
Everybody know how this joint starts. I guess you wonder where
I've been.
You know?
classic tune. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That song lives on. Rest in peace, Bobby Caldwell. Condolences to his family.
Yes, condolences to the family. Yeah, man.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I was food shopping, and you know, I heard it playing in the store. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and it just goes to show you how universal that song is. It could be played anywhere at any time.
Yes. That's the type of song you want to have when you put out music.
Yeah.
That can play anywhere, anytime. Anywhere, don't matter what, how old it is. Mm-hmm. That song came out since released in 1979, I believe.
Yeah.
Don't matter how old it is, don't matter how time has gone by, the song still lives on. That's a good thing with music.
Yeah.
When you're an artist and when you're doing movies and when you release books, you may be gone,
right.
but your art lives on.
Right.
Your art lives on. You could be an author. You could be an artist. You could be a movie actor, actress,
mm-hmm.
and you could be a musical artist. And your material, or a content creator.
Yeah.
Because look at you could be a content creator, and your content still lives on. You could be a content creator. Kevin Samuels. Content still on YouTube till this day. People still listen to his content still this day. Yeah. Kevin Samuels. So it goes to show you that when you put up material, you could be gone, but material it doesn't die. It lives on forever and ever. As long as people on the long people listen to it, can tune into it, it lives on forever and ever. Yeah. That's the beauty of creating art. That's the beauty of creating art. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what?
Yes.
Man, let's do this, man. Cause you know, shout outs to him.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and do this for him. You know what I'm saying? Cause the joint was so fire, you know. Let me go ahead and pay my respects. And we're gonna drop a bomb. Yeah. We're gonna drop a bomb for Bob.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do. Let me throw it back. How about that? Join his fire.
I'll be Cogwell. Yes, yes it is. All
right. He going, so yeah. we'll celebrate that out of respect. You know what I mean? It's sad, yes. But at the same time, you know, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying?
And
even if you don't know any other songs by him, you'll definitely know that one.
You know that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sky's the limit. No, he didn't do that. Yeah, okay.
Nah, that's not
him. That's not him. Mm-hmm.
So in other news, pretty sad. Now, we've talked about Shanquella maybe like 2-3 times. Shanquella Robinson, for those who don't remember, who got killed in Mexico by some fake friends, right?
Yeah, so-called, yeah.
So, according to Revolt Black News, that is Revolt TV, some new details have surfaced. This dates back to maybe like a day ago. They reported this. It says that a concierge in Cabo revealed that moments after Shanquella Robinson was pronounced dead, according to the official witness statements, the concierge stated, "I left the area, stayed outside the main entrance to give them space to mourn and grieve, but minutes later, I heard them laughing." Because they were not her friends. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah.
It was a setup to murder her, man. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it like this. It was a setup to assault her and beat her. She just so happened to die in the process.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I want to know if they're getting charged with this.
Oh, no. Charges came out. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Because I want to know, because justice got to be done for Shanquella, you know? Yeah. So I want to know if they're going to be held accountable, because this young lady trusted them. She went out on this journey and she didn't come back. They came back, but she didn't come back. They killed her. So, because I know that's not going to, I said, this can't be over. They can't just let her death go in vain, because it teaches you about who's on your side. It teaches you, it was a lesson learned, and sad that she had to lose her life over. It could be a lot of things mixed up in that case.
Yeah.
Jealousy, envy.
Yeah.
Shanquella had a lot going for her, you know? A lot going for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, sorry to say. It says, as far as the FBI goes, there has been no charges have been brought. Wow.
Say what?
Yeah, according to this is WBTV.com. This is an article posted a day ago. It says the FBI announced an investigation into the death of Robinson on November 18th, 2022. No charges have been brought. You got to understand, this happened in Mexico, not America.
Oh, yes.
Now, there's arrest warrants. Yes, arrest warrants happen. But as far as charges, so I'm seeing here that a lot of female death gets unpunished in Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in other words, a woman's life is not worth a lot to them.
Listen, man, Mexico ain't the place, man. It just ain't. Because recently you've heard situations where some cops ran down on some travelers and
oh yes, I heard about that. Extorted them.
Kidnapping.
Shot at them. Shot at them.
Others got murdered. Wasn't there a situation where somebody got murdered too? That was that too. It's been going on.
Yeah, they shot.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah, 1 week. Yeah, yeah. Somebody from America got murdered. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. During that shooting and that oh, it's terrible. Yeah, man. It's dangerous. See, when you go places, you don't sometimes if your heart tells you not to go, don't go. If your mind says you go to some places, you don't know if you're gonna come back. But
yeah.
It's unfortunate that these people have to go out there and then trying to enjoy themselves, they choose Mexico, and then next thing you know, guns are being fired at them. And
it says the family have wrote letters to Washington D.C. to get them to interfere on diplomatic behalf. I mean, I don't see that happening. Sadly, I mean, you know, they she's not Brittany Griner, you know, with the whole Russia situation, so.
Right.
I don't see them. I'm not saying I don't support them doing it. I just don't see it happening because, quite frankly, she's not, quote unquote, to society important enough. That's a shame.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. When you travel and you go over and you travel abroad and you're kidnapped, held for ransom. And you're not only being kidnapped, held for ransom, but they're holding you for ransom. It's sad. It's true and it's sad. If they feel that, like the pastor, this was years ago. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I'm going to tell you a story years ago. I'm going to share this story years ago. Pastor from Belize. And now he's originally from Belize. This pastor was from Staten Island, New York. No, he's a minister, a young minister coming up. He went out to Belize. I think this was the early 2000s. Went out to Belize. Now, Belize, maybe during that time, was a very hostile place, a very desperate place. Very desperate place. Held him for ransom. Do you know what they did when they held him for ransom?
What?
He was decapitated.
Took his head off.
Took his head off because he didn't come up with the funds that they requested. And they put his head in a bucket with ice and they displayed it. They caught the three bandits, but it goes to show you that people will do anything. Desperate for money, they'll do anything. It's just like similar to Haiti. If you go to Haiti right now, that they will do to if you step foot in Haiti, what they will do to you. Now, that's what they will do. Hold you for ransom until they get what they want, until they get the funds coming to them. Now, and it's sad because you could be crying for your life, held for ransom for your life, crying for your life, and nobody from America coming. Because, why? Well, me and Fist will tell you why. If you're not important enough for them to really put their neck out there in the effort, guess what? You're stuck. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're not important enough, that's it. You go to these places and you say you're doing some exploration and you're doing an explore. You want to explore and travel to these places. And next thing you know, you're being held for ransom. And if you're not a celeb or you're not important enough for them to even make an effort, they say they'll come and then they don't show up. Your life is done.
Well, see, now, I haven't traveled out of the country, but even in the country, I'm careful, right? So
yeah,
I think there are many people who don't practice that. So they practice safe. They don't practice safety in their own country.
Right.
You shouldn't be traveling if you can't practice. I'm not blaming. Now let me be careful. Because Shanquella's a different story. She got killed by Americans. That's right, a different case.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if you can't practice travel safety in your own city where you from and live, if you can't even practice that, then you have no business going abroad, traveling abroad. Everybody's talking about the experience, but you have to be mindful, you have to be wise, and don't travel alone.
No, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now, I traveled abroad many times, and I had to be careful because I went out to a place, and next thing you know, dude was in my pocket, digging in my pocket. I was like, excuse you? I had on the baggy short, what do you call them? Bermuda shorts, the Bermuda long shorts. And somebody's staring at you for a long time, and you got two people staring at you for a long time, and the next thing you know, they're talking to you, and next thing you know, they're digging your hand, and you're like, excuse you? It's a good thing I grabbed his hand and squeezed his hand, because, listen, you don't dig, you ask. You don't just put your hand in somebody's pocket. I was in Guyana. You don't put your hand in somebody's pocket and then all of a sudden know you without even asking them. You just happen to have your hand in the pocket. You don't do stuff like that, man.
That's how people get killed.
Yeah, you don't do stuff like that. Yeah, you don't do that, man. I mean, you ask. You know, I should have known because the two guys they were staring at me for a long time. I don't know why, but you ask. I know I had a friend that went to Trinidad, and then next thing you know, he was being it was Jamaica. Yes, being followed for a whole hour, being followed for a whole entire hour. Well, and then as he walked through this, I forgot what part of the Waterhouse, Kingston, and then he. I think it was Kingston. He walked through Kingston. The next thing you know, the police, he walked up to the police, and those guys, he turned around, those guys vanished. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be careful when you go places. You can't just go by yourself, walking, gallivanting by yourself. That's what happened to him. He was walking by himself for a whole hour, just wanted to see, experience. He left his wife at the resort. And decided to say, you know what? Let me take a bus and go out to Kingston. Well,
two things to that. I'm glad he. Yeah. I'm glad his wife wasn't with him. That could have been another situation altogether.
Yeah. Okay. Or right here in America, I'm gonna tell you another story. Right here in America. Mm-hmm. Right here in America. Danger. True story. Happened years ago. 2009, maybe about 2009. Okay. Alaska. A group tour. Now, in Alaska is a place where it gets dark. A certain type of the months it gets dark. It's dark from night and day. It stays dark
for months.
For months, right?
Yeah.
Now, why these two young people did not listen to the tour guide when he say stay in your cabins, it's dangerous out there. We don't know what's out there. Stay in your cabins. Snow on the ground. Girl bribed the guy. A boyfriend. Her and her boyfriend went. They left the cabin. They left the group, and they decided to wander. And as they wandered. They bump into something very dangerous.
What's that?
A polar bear. And as when they bumped into the polar bear, you know what happened next. As you bump, I know a polar bear stands about, what, 12 feet tall?
Yeah.
When they get angry, they stay on two 12 feet tall. Polar bears are the, I think, they're as big as a grizzly, I believe. They are bigger than a grizzly.
They're smaller than a grizzly, but they're big nonetheless.
They're huge, and they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You're their prey.
Yeah.
Now, who told those two young people to go out there and wander? And while the tour guide particularly said, give you instructions to stay in the cabin, do not leave the cabin. Sometimes it's good to listen to the tour guide. Sometimes it's good to stay within the group. And don't be a discoverer. And don't start wondering when you go to places that you know nothing about. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
crazy.
I'm sorry, y'all. That's not funny. I didn't expect you to say that. I didn't expect you to say that they ran into a polar bear.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
But yeah, back on what we were saying, you got to really be mindful where you go. Like I said, don't go alone. One of the things that I don't like is this, right? Is that this is why a lot of stuff be happening and people don't know it until months later. One of the biggest cutbacks when traveling abroad like that is that, you know, your cell phone might not, more than likely, won't work out there.
Yeah.
Because that's not your country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's very important. Now, once upon a time, we did all of this without cell phones. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
But even back then, you know, that was risky, right?
Yeah.
You know, we had more pay phones on the street back then, at least.
You know? Oh, yeah. I remember the pay phones. Yeah, yes.
Ain't a single pay phone. Man, I ain't seen a pay phone in a long time. But I also,
man.
But I also don't live in New York no more. But, yeah. You know, but I remember back in the 90s, payphones were everywhere, man.
Back home,
you know what I'm saying? New York.
Yeah, just make a phone call. Yeah, put in the quarter, two quarter. I remember. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of that ain't what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? So
no.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to move on, man. I'm going to play something. I'm going to play something. I'm going to get your reaction, man. We're going to speak on it, man.
Yeah.
Y'all keep redefining words that already have set definition. This is why nobody knows what a woman is no more. We have debates about
what is. I'm a woman.
No, people are having debates about what is a woman because women keep changing the definition.
No, that has to do with trans. Let's be real.
Supporters of trans women? Women. Huh? Y'all the main ones out here advocating that trans women are women. Y'all keep redefining words that already have set definition. This is why nobody knows what a woman is no more. We have debates about what is.
I'm a woman.
No, people are having debates about what is a woman because women keep changing the definition.
No, that has to do with trans. Let's be real.
Supporters of trans women? Women. Huh? Y'all the main ones out here advocating that trans women are women.
Okay. I know. There was a lot of interfering, and they were trying to cut the brother off while he was talking. But the main point of what he was saying was, to provide context about. He said, nobody knows what a woman is anymore. And he didn't mean like physically. He meant like intellectually and more of a role specific standpoint, right? And he was basically saying, hold on, you're on mute, Zacchaeus. Take it if I can. There we go. But now you got to unmute yourself. Yeah, man. Somehow you on mute. Okay, there we go. Zacchaeus is back. All right. So the point that he was making was, you know, that why is it that there's so much on what's feminine, what's masculine, more to that. That's a Daily Wrap Up Crew. Shout outs to them. In their podcast,
because
I saw that episode, you know.
Yeah.
And basically, what they're trying to say is, you know,
they basically don't know what a.
he said,
I don't know what a woman is.
She said, we do know what a woman is because one of the females on the panel said, I'm a woman. And then he said, yeah, but you got all these things defining this and this and what a woman is and what a woman's not. She says, well, that's because of trans. Let's be real about that. And then he goes, yeah, but who are the biggest supporters of that circle? Women. Is he right or is he wrong, Zacchaeus?
Well, when it comes to, I believe he's right.
Yeah,
I believe he's right because the thing is that the more support they get, am I right when I say the trannies or the transgender? Transgender.
That's their word.
Yeah, transgender. So yeah, they get a lot of support because they're more sensitive to their feelings. And some women are more sensitive to their feelings. So yeah, they get support. They get support. He's right about that. They get support, but he's also right that they can't even. But all this plastic surgery, you can't tell. All these changes and.
I'm glad he didn't.
He's right.
I'm glad he didn't go into that part. But just speaking on the topic, he was talking about redefining. It was about redefining what a woman is. And I think he's going from a more old school approach in terms of this. Back in the days, you know, we had our grandmothers, you know what I'm saying? We had our moms.
Okay, okay.
And it wasn't even a question of what a woman was then, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. In this modern era, modern women are saying, well, we're not those women anymore. We're not the women of old. We're new women. You know, we want different things now. We want more than what our grandmothers wanted. We want more than what our mothers wanted. You know, what do you say to that?
Well, I say this. A lot of things has changed. More women are more bosses now. With corporations are more bosses now. Women are making more money than ever before. And They have a whole lot of opportunities to advance themselves. It's no more old school way of thinking where it's no more 1950s thinking like, oh well, he goes to work and I stay home and I cook and clean while he goes to work. Although in some cultures it's still relevant, but the modern day women, even when they come over, the modern day women work, the modern day women make money, and the modern day women are literally bosses now. So they've been bosses for the past few decades. So he's coming from a very old school standard where he's saying that you don't even know what a woman is. I understand it now.
I understand perfectly what he's saying because I'm gonna give more context to help this topic because I've seen the show, but I can't play the whole show.
I'm gonna give
in the dating world, number one, mm-hmm. okay, outside the dating world first, women making more money, shouldn't they be happy about that? Because for years we kept hearing that there was a wage gap problem, right? So if women are mm-hmm. making more money than they ever been, and making more than some men, then they should be happy that finally they're at the point where they could say that they have a desirable salary, right? The ones who are making that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then in the dating world, they complain that because of the amount of money they do make, they have passed some men, and some of the men who have above average salary women don't want to get with average salary men anymore because years ago, the average salary man and still is over what the average salary of women make, right? The average man still makes more than the average women. But for some reason on YouTube, all these women are rich. I don't know how that happened, right? All these women got six figures all of a sudden, right? And I'm gonna land my plane in a second. So what happens is now women are saying, well, I need a man with a particular income because of what my income is. And the question is, why? Why do you need a man to match what you make or more? Why?
Well, some people are more.
If you already got it yourself.
Well, some people are more. Some people are into the superpower couple, if you know what I mean. In other words, he got to match me. He's got a superpower couple. They want to have this where I'm making six figures, he's making six figures, or we look good together. He's superpower couple. There's no more. They're not thinking like, well, even if he's not making the amount of income I'm making, maybe we can join an income together. And be that couple that don't look at just money. We just enjoy each other's company, and we just building together that way. They just go straight up and say, "Listen, he's got to be. If he's not making my income or better, I don't want to be with him." And it shouldn't even be that way, because here once again, you're focused on the wrong things. You're not focused on the man. You're focused on what he brings financially. And
what is the purpose of a power couple?
I'm gonna be honest with you. The purpose of a power couple is to. I would say sometimes I would put even this word, the show off.
There we go.
It's a show off.
There we go, brother.
I think it's a show off. Basically, just to show their girlfriends, to show.
Come on, man.
Just show in society that I got status. Remember, people, they're more concerned about how they look. Mm-hmm. They're more concerned about how they look to the Joneses. Mm-hmm. They want to be like the Joneses or even better than the Joneses. They want to be that couple that say, oh yeah, well, that's Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh, that's. Mm-hmm. That's Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. But look, I'm like them too. We're the couple. And look at us. Mm-hmm. We're making money, and they want to just make a big show that we're making six figures. We're our own bosses. My husband, we're making big, and they have this, and they want to show off. So what they do, even if they're struggling, even if they're. Because you could be making six figures and you don't know how to spend that money. You could be making six figures and you don't know how to.
Yeah, you could be in six figures.
Navigate your money. Yeah, you don't even know how to. But yet you're overexpensing yourself just to keep up with the Joneses. You overexpense yourself, and basically you just showing off. You're buying this. Look, I have this huge mansion. Have this huge big mansion, look at the cars that we drive. Not knowing that you're doing it the wrong way. They're doing it the wrong way. You're putting yourself, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got another question for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Now, we just named what was important to those type of women in terms of the power couple.
Yeah.
Is a power couple important to a man?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Here's what I want to say. Then I'm going to ask you something else. I wanted a quick answer, mm-hmm. but thank you. Here's what I want to say. Ladies, it's okay for you to want something. Fine. But can you be realistic, please? And also understand, if you want to be a wife, you have to wait for him. Because a woman is a wife when he's ready, not you.
Hello.
unless you plan on getting one knee and proposing, and then he says yes like a sucker. I mean, I'm just saying. That's the only way you can control that, ladies. And ladies, you're still not ready to do that. You're not ready to take matters into your own hands as far as you proposing to a man so that you can get married. You're not there yet. Now, you're there when it comes to goals and ambition and achieving what it is what you want to achieve, fine. But what doesn't make sense is a woman who goes to college for like, you know, 15 years, got PhDs, masters, and all of this, establish a great career just so you can get with a guy and not work. What is that? That makes no sense. This is why you want the guy with that much money. Just say what you really want is a man to retire you early.
Just say that.
Just say that.
Just say that. Just say that. Just say that.
Speak on that, Zacchaeus.
Yeah. Yeah, because what it is that a lot of people worry about the status quo. They worry about the status quo, and you went to school, like you said before, they went to college. Maybe they become an RN, or maybe they become a doctor, or maybe, and they have these big degrees, studying so hard, 5-year degree, masters, bachelors, just to say that, well, I got that. Now, I heard a woman say this before. Now, this is like several years ago. She said, I got my degree, but, and she's still single, but I remind you, she's got to be about 50 now. She was, at the time, she was 42, still, and single. And then she was kept saying that, well, if he ain't making no six figures, if he got to have a degree, I'm making six figures. But I want to be with him, because basically, if he's not coming with that kind of money and he ain't got a degree, I guess I can't be with him. He has to have at least a degree that I know that he can make money.
That could be a false assumption, though. Because a lot of there are men out here who don't have degrees, and they have more money than the women with degrees, depending on their job or career.
So my thing to her is that you can go to college. Not wrong with going to college. We support college big time.
Yeah.
But don't how much debt sit here and say that. And there's people that's very ambitious, and they do well even without college.
Yeah.
They're very ambitious. Don't say because he ain't got a degree, well, I can't be with him. If he's a decent guy, that's treating you the way you want to be treated, treating you like a queen, the way you ought to be treated, but he just don't have that one thing that's not on your checklist, don't dismiss him. Because a lot of women do, they miss out on the opportunity of being with somebody that can make them a great husband.
Perfect.
And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
And why they miss out? Because they're worried about status quo.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about what he's bringing to the table as far as his finances. Mm-hmm. We're not knocking finances, but we're just saying you're worried about what's your priorities. Your priorities. We're focusing and talking about your priorities and what's most important. Instead of, you push aside his character. Just push that aside and just go straight to, well, what's your qualifications? Or you might ask him, what he do for a living? And if it's a wrong answer, all of a sudden, now you're having a good time with him. Sitting at a table, having a good time with him. All because he don't have a doctorate or a six-figure job. All of a sudden now, oh, that's a turn. Not knowing that guy that you're sitting with, laughing and cackling with, has ambition. That could possibly make more money than you in the future. But yet you look at? You look at the here and now. They even go far as say this, Fifth. I don't want to build with him. He has to come correct already. I don't want to build with him. And this is where at the certain women, they sit down in the house with a whole bunch of cats.
Yeah. Now, perfect segue.
Yeah.
There are single women with no kids who are college educated.
Yeah.
And they are having trouble finding mates because they're like, I'm at this level.
Yes.
and I'm looking for someone to elevate me, and I'm not finding a lot of candidates that are going to meet me or improve me. And I think that is what a lot of people are missing.
I think that's an excuse, though. There are educated women out there who can find good men, but the real question is, what they're not going to tell you is how many successful men that are on their level or above their level that they passed off for silly reasons.
That's true.
See, that's something they're not going to tell
you. Yeah, absolutely.
See, that's absolutely what we don't know. We just hear, I can't find nobody.
But no, what did you do to run him off? Like, yeah, that's the question.
But you're not going to hear, right, but you're not going to hear how many of those good successful dudes did you turn down? How many did you not give your time to?
There are.
Now, shout outs to the woman who responded to the single woman, because the woman who spoke at the end is a married woman. Wedding ring all up on her hand.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The woman who spoke out of her butt, she's single, and you see why. Because her view is skewed. Having a college degree does not qualify you to be a wife. Unless you went to a college that was called wife school.
Hello.
Lady, if you went to such and such a wife institute university, then maybe we can have a conversation about what your the wife qualification. Why do today's modern women equate their personal individual success, financial or collegiate level? Because understand, college is a choice. Just because you went to college doesn't make you smart. One of the smartest men I admire to ever live who never went to college is Malcolm X. And he can speak, read, talk,
very eloquent,
circles, powerful, around any college educated person that I've ever met.
Yes. Matter of fact, Malcolm X spoke out of college. He spoke one.
Yeah, he spoke
one of, during his time of. Yeah,
this man spoke at prestigious colleges.
Prestigious colleges. Yes.
By the way,
yes. So just because somebody didn't open books, textbooks, and mm-hmm. spend all that money in college, doesn't right. mean that they're not. It doesn't show that they're not qualified to be a mate. If this man is working hard, he has ambition, and college is not for everybody. He has ambition, and he's pushing. He has an entrepreneurial spirit to invest in business, and he has a vision to invest in business. And you just looking over that, and a lot of them do. You know, some women do that. They look over that, and they're like, you know, and they don't believe in his vision. They don't believe in the vision. Okay. But if he's working towards that vision, but you're looking at the here and now. And that's a problem. You look at the here and now and you don't see the big picture.
They're short-sighted.
Short-sighted.
I think most, no, first of all modern women are short-sighted. A man can see the foundation before he sees the finished house. Modern women see a foundation and say, "Oh no, I ain't waiting. Nope, that house better be done. I ain't waiting." So then it goes to show you that modern women have less patience than today's modern men, if we're going to call them modern men. But women don't want modern men. Modern women want traditional men, but get offended when that traditional man wants a traditional woman. Why is that?
Well, some people are like this, and I'm going to just say the truth. It's like, accept me for who I am. I'm not evolving. Some people don't want to grow. Mentally, they don't want to grow. So they come with the attitude of, this is me, take it or leave it. This is just me. And when she comes with that, this is just me, I'm not changing, I'm not I'm not waiting for you. I'm not changing. I'm not waiting for you. I'm not waiting for you until you make that money. I'm not waiting for you until you launch that business. I'm not waiting. And that's what kind of puts a stump in them getting the wedding ring. And a decent guy looks at that and like, and there's many guys that look at that and they get just turned off. They're like, she's not the one. I'm not going to marry her. No, I'm not. I don't even want to date her. It goes as far as I dated two times and I seen her attitude. It goes all about attitude. I seen her attitude and I seen how she turned her face up when I told her that about my vision and what I want to, where I want to go. And they look at that and the next thing you know, they're like, you know what? I'm good. And they're looking for that rich man to sweep them off their feet. And the realistic thing is that it just doesn't happen.
And there's not enough
of them. It doesn't happen.
And rich
men. Not enough of them.
And rich men are not incentivized to be married unless there's a particular social class that is preventing them from getting what they want for not being married. Best example is politics. If you want to be a president, you got to get married. I mean, that's basically what we've been seeing all our lives and before we were born about people who want to be presidents or certain elected officials. If you're married, that looks better. You're not married, you know, not too many people are rocking with you like that. Maybe on a lower scale. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you want to be president, every president we've seen has been married. The moment we see one that's not married, then that changes the game. Okay? Anyway.
Yeah.
Now let's get to this question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the overall / general opinion of a man if he says, take me as I am, just like you said, the woman says that?
First of all, it takes a special kind of woman to accept a man for who he is. Because the thing is that she's got to be genuinely into you. Because most women don't accept the man for who he is. Most of the time, we got to prove ourselves. Most of the time, we got to step up to the plate. Prove ourselves in more ways than one. When you meet a woman, you know when she's the right one for you, because it doesn't take you much effort to know that this woman enjoys my company. I'm simple. I don't have to show somebody that I'm not. And she accepts me for who I am. And it's very few that want a man that just be yourself. If a man says, oh, I'm just being my... If it takes a special type of woman to be like, well, I accept him because he's just himself. And she loves you for who yourself, and that because of who you are. And you two enjoy each other's company. Well, it's a winner. Yeah. It's a winner. Now... and it's harder for men because it's harder for some women too, but it's harder for men too because it's like if you meet somebody and you're not meeting nobody, but you're just comfortable in your own skin, because every time a man got to go out, remember when a man takes a woman out, spend the money, pick her up, especially if he acts her out. You pick her up, spend the money, and you got to do that. And not only got to do that, but you got to make sure that she accepts you for who you are, comfortable enough to be like, because if she's looking at you and you ain't, let's say for one day, and you ain't got that $300 money that you're going to spend on that date, or that $400 money that you're going to spend on that date, and you're like, listen, I'm paying my bills. I ain't got really. It might be a last date. It might be a last date because I know a guy that took a woman out and one time spent $400, right? Woman was beautiful woman that he took out one time. Now he only took her out just once. Once, that was it. Second time, he told me, I said, brother, he told me, he was like, yo, I don't know if I could take her out again because she's expensive. She's pricey, though. I don't know. I spent $400 for an hour just on dinner and just taking her out. I don't know if I can keep this up. I got bills to pay. I don't know if I can keep this up. And it was only one time he went out with her. Only one time. He was not going to do it again. Now, this is how you would know if that's the one for you. Go out for a cup of coffee. Walk, take a nice day, take a walk in the park with her. Hang out. You don't have to spend so much money. Hang out. Just take a nice stroll in the park. Nice day. Like, I'm in New York City. It would be Central Park. Or I'm not too sure if in the other cities, maybe some park in Houston or Atlanta.
Most cities have parks. But yeah, go ahead.
Like big nice parks, you know? Mm-hmm. Just take a nice stroll in the park and just talk. And you know where she's at. Talk. You ain't gotta go splurge $500, $600 on a date. Just one-on-one talking, conversing. If you got somebody like that love, you can take her out and you can just enjoy. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money to take her out. I would say, my brother, that's a winner. But if you got to always dig in your pockets every minute, I got this, I dig in my pockets. Dig in your pockets every time you take her out. Not a keeper. So that's why we have to prove, and that's because we're men, and men are known to be protectors, and we're known to be the one that supposed to provide the security, and the one that have to, and the women love security. Some women love security, so we're the ones that are supposed to take her out, and of course the pressure's on us to do all that. Because very rarely you'll find a woman that, oh, you know, let me just, unless you're married to her, she might say, you know, honey, I got you, you know. You ain't married to her, that's not going to happen. Unless that's a special type of woman that would do that, that's enjoy your company that much, that will actually say, you know what, I got you tonight. You know, and that's what it is, you know, so,
well,
yeah.
Here's the thing, to also answer that off, the woman on that show, the podcast, the one that was talking about a lot of educated women that are out here single.
Yes.
Now, she said education, but she didn't say modern. But she's talking about modern women.
Mm-hmm.
Today's, the reason why so many modern women are unmarried, she said the word single, but I'm going to say unmarried, because they're definitely having a whole bunch of sex, getting bust down, getting ran through like it's no tomorrow. Okay? Now, the reason why so many modern women are single / unmarried is not because they have a preference. It's because their preferences are unrealistic for the kind of man that they think exists for them. That's why.
Perfectly said. Mm-hmm. Perfectly said. Unrealistic. Can I throw the word delusional too in there?
Yeah.
Delusional and unrealistic. And this is what keeps you single when you have unrealistic goals. Not to say that they're but unrealistic, meaning that you expect the man to just, when you meet him, to automatically just provide you with stuff. No, don't forget about spending time. Forget about like the perfect example. I'm gonna bring up a perfect example. Now, once in a while I watch these videos on YouTube. Once in a while, not a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Once in a while, guy tries to speak to a girl on the street. Just a, you know, very beautiful girl. He usually wants to meet this beautiful girl on the street. Now, he says hello to her. How you doing? I'd like to get to know you. I think you're very beautiful. And she's like, why are you talking to me? And he's like, why you got to be so nasty? Well, I got to go. I got to go. Now, he's driving a Maybach car, a Lamborghini Maybach, hot looking car. Now, he said, okay. He walks away. He said, okay, go enjoy your day. She runs back to the vehicle. Oh, I like your car. I like your car. Now, what happened? All of a sudden, now you're talking to him because he has a nice car? That's a perfect example of being considered delusional and unrealistic. You expect to be showered with gifts right away. Meet a guy and you expect him to spend unmeasurable amount of money on you and put you in this big mansion. And because you wink at him and you're walking and you're shaking your hips side to side and you look so beautiful, and he expect him to put you in a big mansion and expect you to be showered with nothing but luxurious gifts. Ladies, well, some ladies, I have to speak to some ladies. That's very unrealistic. Wow. That's very unrealistic.
Let me play a quick video and then we're going to end this here. You mentioned approaching and the man saying something in the back. Well, this is why some now I'm going to tell you why some men don't do that, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know it's he that find it, but I feel as though a lot of men are afraid to approach women. So do men find it disrespectful a lot of times when women approach them?
I always encourage initiation, but in this way, three ways: smile, make eye contact, and say hello. That's it. That's the only thing you have to do, because most men, it's not that we're intimidated, we want permission.
Yeah,
we want to feel welcome and invited. We're in a Me Too movement. Everything is harassment. You walk up to a woman and compliment her, try to talk to her, it's harassment. So what I need you to do is let me know that you see me by looking me directly in my eyes, smile at me to let me know that you're a happy person and that you're positive and in a good mood, and say hello. That's inviting me into the conversation.
I know it's he that find it.
Now, maybe
I like what he said.
Yeah,
facts.
Maybe not all men care about that, but a lot do. So you mentioned that. Speak to that, man. I felt like it kind of helped your point a little bit in the beginning when you started.
Yeah, so I say it's all about your energy too.
Yeah.
That makes a woman approachable. But they got some guys that listen. They don't care about they just see a beautiful woman and they just want to talk to her.
Yeah.
They don't care if you have a stink attitude. They don't care if the energy is not there or the vibe is not there. They just want to talk to her.
I'm gonna tell you why men need to stop that. And I'm gonna let you get the last, because I don't have a final thought. Men need to stop this because you're rewarding bad behavior. Men have to stop pedestalizing bad behavior on women that they deem attractive, because that's not changing the behavior. That's accelerating and maximizing and magnifying the behavior to continue even further down the line. If, say, you get this woman and now you want to get in a relationship with her, you met her with disrespect, with disrespect. So now your relationship is going to be what? Full of disrespect.
Yeah, because the fact is that the same energy that she gives out. Remember, first impressions mean a lot. First impressions mean a lot. And if you continue to try to talk to this lady, this woman, and the vibe is not there. She's not even giving you eye contact. She's not even respecting you. And then the first thing she says is, get away from me. And then she says, get away from me. But all you said to her was, hello, how you doing? And then you give her a little compliment. And then she says, get away from me. Why are you talking to me? Brothers, stop wasting your time. Don't waste your time. Stop wasting your time, because that same energy, and you started talking to her, she may see you get into that nice Lamborghini, and then all of a sudden now her attitude all of a sudden changes now. What changed? Because you see you get into a nice car, her attitude and everything just changes now. But as time goes on, that same energy that you met her with is that same energy that she will continue with. That same nasty attitude, she will continue it. And then you'll have you'll scratch your head and say, no, beauty is not everything. Your attitude, the character in your attitude has to speak a lot too. Now, you meet her like that, her character, and you're going to wonder why. You're going to be like, well, she's not marriage material. And then you're going to see why. And now this is kind of rude that I'm going to say this. It's kind of rude. Why some dudes hit it and run. That's why they do that. Because, yeah, she looks good. Yeah, you look good. But wife you? It ain't happening. Yeah, that's happening. Them cheeks, that's happening. But me bringing you to my mom and my family, that's not happening. Hit skins, that's happening. Me trying to marry you, and we're not even going to be in a relationship. Your attitude is just off. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to just end the show like that.
All right. Very good. Yeah. I don't need to follow that. Zacchaeus, where can they reach you, man?
Can reach me on Instagram at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also on at Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram as well. Also on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also on Twitter, the Twitter is Wayne Backus 2 at Twitter, and just on TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel on TikTok. Well, Wayne Zacchaeus Backus on TikTok a lot. Okay, hit me up, y'all. Blessings.
Yeah, y'all can hit me up at The Fifth General, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Fifth General. All three platforms: Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe to the channel, Fifth General TV on YouTube. All right.
That's right. Hit that like button if you like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was another great episode mm-hmm. of Mrs. Ian Fifth. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Next time. Peace and blessings. Mm-hmm.